This is one more example of what's the matter with today's Jewish community. It seems that some group is always trying to impose their notion of how to be Jewish upon everyone else. This time, the behavior is captured in a program entitled Shabbat Across America / Canada, sponsored by the National Jewish Outreach Program. It does seem odd to me that they didn't simply name the program Shabbat Across North America. But I'm guessing, like so many things we do in the United States of America, those planning the event never thought about Canada as having a separate and distinct identity, so they added it as an afterthought. But that's a whole other kettle of fish. So Shabbat Across America Canada is, as stated in their promotional materials, an international program that offers every North American Jew a positive and joyous Shabbat experience. Okay, this sounds good. A program sponsored by every Jewish organization that proclaims loudly and without equivocation, enjoy the Sabbath any way that suits your particular style or religious philosophy. For those who like going to services, go to services. For those who enjoy walking on the beach, go walk on the beach. For those whom Sabbath means going to a great restaurant where you're served by servers, go enjoy a relaxing meal. The program could be a wonderful reminder that stepping out of one's daily routine, taking some time to reflect and to relax, is a great Jewish tradition. And however this practice fits you, good, go, enjoy. But of course, that's not what this program is about. It's an outreach program designed to bring members and unaffiliated members of the Jewish community to synagogue. The National Jewish Outreach Program even has materials that introduce to both unaffiliated Jews and, now this is their term, marginally affiliated members to the beauty of the Sabbath. Forgive me for asking, but can't folks celebrate Sabbath at home or on a beach or even at a restaurant? Is it really necessary to go to a synagogue for services? Yes, I know. I'm a rabbi employed by a congregation, and we do have services. But I also know that not everyone finds services of value. For some, coming to services is important. For others who also have a strong Jewish identity, attending services simply isn't that important. Service attendance isn't the defining factor in determining who is and who isn't a good Jew. Moreover, for some, getting to services after a long week can be very difficult, or they're just too tired. And I can understand that. At ourjewishcommunity.org, we've responded by creating an online option. Brief services live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and available to watch at your convenience during the rest of the week. Shabbat, when it works for you. But I don't think that is really what the folks who organize Shabbat Across America, Canada are thinking. My sense is they want you to do Shabbat their way. In fact, doing it their way also includes, in the spirit of Jewish unity, that's their words, not mine, that the meal the congregation serves the night of Shabbat Across America, Canada should be, you guessed it, kosher. Because the message is, keeping kosher is the way you're supposed to be Jewish. Of course, the Reform movement had a bit of a problem with this, given that most Reform synagogue kitchens aren't kosher. So the Reform movement suggested on its website, recognizing this fact, that many congregations would provide a dairy or vegetarian meal for Shabbat Across America, Canada, and continues by saying, please offer an appropriate meal. The underlying message of Shabbat Across America, Canada seems to be that there is a right way to be Jewish, and of course, it is defined by those who embrace ritual practices that most Jews no longer find of value. So given that I don't support their version of Shabbat Across America, Canada, I'm offering my own Shabbat around the world. Here are the guidelines. Have a great meal, kosher or non-kosher, cooked by yourself or by somebody else. Go to services or don't go to services. But enjoy. Relax. Catch your breath. Step out of your regular routine and know that whatever speaks to you is okay. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I encourage you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.